Tommy, Tommy Harrington, Harrington, 516-63, today is 9/23, or 10/23. 61-year-old gentleman is being evaluated for face-to-face today, period. Patient was seen at his residence at 5:30 evening, this evening, period. First thing I noticed is that Tommy is short of breath. He looks puffy. He has edema on his lower extremity. He tells me he's not sleeping. He has orthopnea. He has PND. He has JVD on his exam. He lives in a home that he basically is caring for himself and is responsible for his own medication, period. In a paragraph, during the evaluation, I found out that he's been not taking his Entresto, his Lasix, or his Lisinopril. I found his blood pressure to be elevated at 160 over 95. I found him to be in acute congestive heart failure. I found some Lasix and got him to take his medication right away, period. I've also contacted the nurse regarding ordering new medication for him because he definitely needs his medication since he was found to be in acute episode of congestive heart failure related to lack of medication, period. Nevertheless, he tells me that he's not using oxygen. He doesn't have oxygen, never wanted to use oxygen. He does have JVD. He does have pedal edema. His KPS is 40%. Obviously, he can't live by himself. He needs help of others to help him live his life, period. I'm going to have the nurse resume his Lisinopril and his Entresto ASAP. I've discussed this with the folks at the hospice as well, period. New paragraph, lack of medication has demonstrated to us that if he's left on his own accord with the progression of his disease, he definitely most likely has less than 6 months to live, period. His KPS is at 40%, period. His O2 sat is at 92%. On room air would recommend having oxygen available for him as well and resume his medication ASAP, period. He has had issues with bowel and bladder incontinence and needs help with ADL, especially now with his profound shortness of breath and his symptoms of acute congestive heart failure associated with as well as his COPD. Thank you.